Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. Valerie is a pastor's wife, a mother, a homeschooler, and a woman who wants to do the will of God. Welcome, Val.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It takes some pretty elaborate arranging for you to get here, leaving your children at home. Can you give us some idea of what's probably happening at your house right now?
Probably Christiana, who is 12, is telling people to get things cleaned up and get things done so that they can start school. She was going to dust my room and clean my bathroom, and Evangeline was going to clean up her room. And
how old is Evangeline?
Evangeline is 5. Walter, the oldest, is there, and he's probably telling someone to do something.
He does do his best to keep order, doesn't he?
Yes, and then I had to bring my 14-year-old and my 4-month-old so that I could nurse the baby. So she's watching the baby she had to bring a friend along who was visiting from New Zealand. And so they're watching the baby while we're doing the taping.
And what's going to happen about lunch today? Who's going to be in charge of that?
Christiana will be fixing tuna sandwiches, and Theo will be taking a nap from about 10:30 to 12:30, so I hope that she'll be able to keep some semblance of order while Theo's taking a nap and be able to get lunch ready while he's sleeping.
And she will put Theo down for his nap.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And where's the daddy?
The daddy's at work. He's a pastor, and who knows what all he's doing at the office.
So it's just the children at home today, and Walter will be going to the airport to pick up my husband.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So for several days, if possible, Val, I would like for us to talk about a mother's source of strength. What is your source of strength? People get the impression that you are a very strong, very organized mother. Would you like to respond to that?
I would say I'm very unorganized and very weak, and that the Lord is the source of my strength. And when I used to think that if I didn't get super organized and if I didn't be strong, if I didn't behave strongly all the time, then I would be a total failure as a mother, I used to think that. Now I realize that God is my righteousness and He is my confidence, and it's in my failures and in my weakness that He's going to be glorified. And Paul said, you know, he actually gloried in his weaknesses so that the power of Christ would be evident. And I think I'm beginning to see that it's more important for God to be glorified through my life and see Him strong than it is for people to see me strong.
We think of the Apostle Paul as a spiritual giant, so far ahead of the rest of us. But isn't it wonderful that the Lord gave us the story that the Holy Spirit preserved for us, that little incident about the thorn?
My grace is sufficient for you. I feel like I'm learning that every day when I can't find the strength in myself or I can't find the efficient mind and hands that I want. I'm finding out that God is with me and God wants to help me in every little detail of my taking care of the home and the children. And when I get completely discouraged, of course, it's His word that brings me to real thanksgiving and peace. I'd like to read just a verse or two from one of the Psalms, and it's from a different version called the Everyday Bible that I've been using. It says, "The Lord wants to show His mercy to you. He wants to rise and comfort you. The Lord is a fair God, and everyone who waits for His help will be happy." I remember having a friend telling me some struggles or troubles, even just a small trouble that happened during the day, and she would say, "It's just not fair. I don't need that. It's not fair." And I remember thinking that wasn't quite right, because it's in those struggles that we definitely learn to depend upon the Lord, and He is allowing struggles so that we can depend upon Him and find our confidence in Him. But everyone who waits for His help will be happy, and I've found that when I do wait upon the Lord, actually sit and wait for His strength, His strengthening and His encouragement, I'm a much more cheerful, sweet mother than if I'm trying to do it all on my own.
But some of our listeners would be saying right now, there is no way that a mother with a whole lot of little children can possibly just sit and wait for the Lord. What do you mean by that?
It has to be a foundation of our attitude, and I think our hearts have to be quiet before the Lord, even in the midst of activity and even in the midst of chaos. I do believe in trying to find some time daily, and it's usually early morning, where I just sit quietly and read my Bible and pray. There are definitely days when that doesn't happen. I believe in having a quiet time in the afternoon when the children are occupied with their own things so that I can be in my room by myself, and I usually do fall asleep for 10 to 15 minutes. But what I said at the beginning is underneath, even if I can't find the time during the day to sit and wait before the Lord, my heart can be waiting before the Lord, and I can be speaking to Him. It just takes a few seconds to look up to Him and say, Lord, I need Your help. And I read of an evangelist mother, mother of 10 children, who would tell her oldest son to watch the potatoes while she went away for a few minutes, and he used to wonder where it was she went until he decided to watch her one time, and he saw her go to her room and kneel down and just simply say, Lord, I'm getting nervous. I need Your help. I need Your peace. And we actually don't have to go away. Of course, it helps if we're out of the room. But if it's our attitude in our hearts is one of constant dependency upon the Lord, His strength, and the fact that He is at my right hand, then there will be a peacefulness and a calmness. And I definitely know I'm not an expert at this, but I'm struggling and learning it. And of course, when I find myself being obedient to the verse, wait on the Lord, and He shall renew your strength, it's absolutely true.
Have you heard the story of the old Scottish, I think she was a scrub woman or a laundress, and someone put the question to her, how do you find time to be alone with the Lord? Because she also was many children, so when she was at home, she was with a lot of children. When she was at work, she didn't have time to stop. And she said, I just throw my apron over my head, mm-hmm. and then I'm alone with the Lord.
I've heard of the same story about Susanna Wesley. In the middle of everything, she'd put her apron over her head, and the children knew that they weren't to bother her then.
That story that I referred to a few minutes ago, Paul's thorn in the flesh, it's such a comfort to us to realize that God said no to the Apostle Paul's prayer, too, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Paul prayed three times that God would remove that thorn, whatever that sharp physical pain was, as one's translation puts it, something that was bothering him, obviously, and I think we can apply it to whatever might be bothering us. And we want to get rid of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We want God to do away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And God said three times, no, and then gave him those wonderful words that you quoted again a minute ago. Would you give us those words again?
My grace is sufficient for you.
My
strength is made perfect in your weakness.
And then he said, very gladly, therefore, I will glory in my weakness that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
So I think that means we actually can be thankful for our weaknesses. I have a mother who has a very efficient and quick-thinking mind, and I feel like I have a very inefficient and fuzzy mind. In fact, I have a friend who says that if you have more than three children, you are brain dead.
How ridiculous.
But I feel like the more children I've had, the more forgetful I've become, and the more I can't seem to quite think straight and organize my thoughts or the things that I have to do. But it's that very weakness that has drawn me back to the Lord many times, and I've asked Him to show me wisdom for what things He wants me to do. I have a quote from Gerhard Terstegen. Now, O my God, my comfort, portion, rest. Thou, none but Thou, shalt reign within my breast. Call me to Thee. Call me Thyself. O, speak, and bind my heart to thee, whom most I seek. In this day and age, so many people are going to so many different experts and specialists for problems to be answered or taken care of. And God, throughout Scripture, calls us back to Himself and says, wait upon me and trust in me. And I think many, even Christian mothers, because the church has swallowed so much of this world's thinking, Christian mothers are going to psychologists or counselors for help with their particular problems. And I think we spend way too much time going even to our friends for advice and counsel when God is saying, look to me, wait upon me. And there's a verse that says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. He wants to give us the peace that passes understanding, and yet we struggle and fret and get so anxious and upset because we can't figure out and fix things ourselves.
Why don't you read that again, that poem?
Now, O my God, my comfort, portion, rest. Thou, none but thou, shalt reign within my breast. Call me to thee, call me thyself, O speak, and bind my heart to thee, whom most I seek.
I love that. It just reminds me also of what St. Augustine said, O God, thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. And Jesus said, come to me, you who are tired and overburdened. I will give you rest. Mm-hmm. But take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest. Jesus is the only one who in the universe that can actually give rest.
Yes.
Thank you, Val, so much for being with us today.
Thank
you. And you'll be with us again tomorrow, I trust.
Thank you.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.